Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Let's start with...
Sure.
The NFL. Now, usually we preview the season, but things are a little different this year. We had no preseason. Obviously, the threat of COVID and whatnot. So, figured we'd do it this way and just kind of recap week one and our thoughts and prayers and all that shit. So, I don't know. What stood out the most to you guys? Paul, you go first.
NFL games definitely need fans. I think NBA can get away with it, but baseball and NFL, it's a totally different atmosphere with that. It just didn't feel the same at all watching these games. But the quality of play, considering these guys didn't really practice as much or have any preseason, quality of play was good, I thought.
Yeah. No, I agree, no. Actually. I was actually shocked.
Success.
About how, because we thought you know, players are going to be getting hurt all over the place and it would just be sloppy. It seemed fine to me. It seemed like business as usual.
So I think, in general, Mahomes and Kansas City are just on a completely different level than any team in the NFL. Baltimore looked really good, but I don't know. They looked the same last year. Then they tanked in the playoffs. I still don't. I got to see more out of Lamar.
Yeah.
And you know, he can throw, but that playoff game kind of scared me, because if he's playing from behind, he's not a type of guy that's really gonna put up points quick. They control the ball, they run it, but they looked amazing. And getting into our New York teams, I mean,
not so amazing.
They both lost by 10. It felt like the Jets lost by 50, and it felt like the Giants were in the game and had a really good chance of winning until that interception just kind of took everything out of the air. But the Jets, man, I don't know. I feel like – I think, man, you saw this coming, because we know that Gates, like, he's just a dark cloud hovering. Like, he just brings negative stuff all the time. Now Bell's hurt. Donald, he looks like a four-string rookie quarterback. He's regressing terribly. They have no talent on the team, really, except for Becton, who looked great, the first-round pick,
yeah.
And Marcus May. Outside of that...
And bless Austin.
And Austin, yeah. Like, they have a few guys that are good, but they have zero weapons around.
Well, like, Crowder had a big game. Crowder had a big game.
Yeah, like a 75-yard fluke, almost, you know, missed tackle, like weird screen.
Yeah, it's true.
But they're like, I watch all these other teams, and they're doing like the Giants. They're doing fun stuff on offense. Guys are moving,
Slayton.
Play action.
Yeah,
Jones is moving around. The Jets, they literally line up in the same like formation every time. There's no movement. There's no misdirection. They must be the easiest team to scout and defend against. It's unbelievable. And I just have no idea how the Johnson ownership coach, they saw Adam Gase, like what he did in Miami, how the media really didn't like him, players didn't like him. He was trading their best players. He had a losing record for the most part. And they're like, yeah, you know what? This is our guy, a retread fired guy in our division. Let's hire him.
It was
like,
lazy.
What do you do? I mean, like literally 95%. Of fans, if you gave them the pick for a head coach, they would do better than the ownership. And that just, it pisses me off. They're in rough shape. The Giants, I think, are going to be, I like Judge. I like what I saw. It seemed like they were playing really hard. And he wasn't like an ass after the game. Like, you know, like he has like that military type personality, but he was like, you know what? No, they played hard. They did some good things. So I think he's gonna do well down there. And Jones, he looks a lot better than Darnold, that's for sure.
We didn't see any clapping from the clapper. Did we?
Jason Garrett? Weird.
Did they show him?
Yeah, it's weird.
Did they show him clapping?
Not really too much. Not really. But yeah. I love Jason Garrett.
Yeah, obviously.
A couple of the plays they ran, they were straight out of the Dallas Cowboy playbook. I noticed them. Like there was this one weird, like, screen play, but where the running back doesn't go to the right or left, it kind of just goes up the middle.
It's a Zeke play.
Yeah, and I was like, this is straight out of the Cowboys playbook. But I agree. I think Thursday night I was really bored.
Same.
The Chiefs Texans game. I just couldn't get into it. It was a blowout. Really bored. And I was thinking maybe this is how the NFL season is going to be. But then Sunday hit. I was into every game, and I was expecting sloppy play, flags all over the place, refs blowing calls. I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. The pumped-in noise, it's okay. Sometimes it's – and they'll tweak it. I get it. Like, each stadium will tweak it. But, like, sometimes it was just, like, completely unnecessary. Like they would have the crowd going crazy for, like, nothing. Sometimes they would pump in boos, which I kind of liked. It's weird, obviously. But, Paul, I know you said, like, with no fans. I didn't notice it a lot of the time, to be honest with you. Maybe that's watching Red Zone.
Yeah, but the Red Zone maybe helps. But, like, I didn't notice it, like, when you're watching on TV as much, like, from the normal view. It's when they pan around and, like, you see the empty stadium. It's a reminder of
exactly.
There's no shots to the crowd, like the cheerleaders, this is like a big, you know, event. It's a party. You know what I mean? It looks good.
Yeah, especially
it's just empty seats. It's like, oh wow, this is like still real. So it's really strange.
Especially
I know I like to have fun with you guys, but I really, like, I always end up watching the Jets games just because they're on, you know.
Same with the Giants, yeah.
I watch every Jet game. And, you know, I want them. It's fun. We can't have our New York teams all be terrible. Like, I want all of them to do well. But the Jets were unbearable. They were – I wanted to fucking rip out my eyes.
It was brutal.
Paul, I think you said it right before the game, because I think, Tony, you were missing some of the – maybe the beginning.
Yeah, I was at brunch.
And Paul said, I'll save you the text. They're going to go 3-and-out and punt it, and then 3-and-out again and then punt it again.
Yeah.
And it's exactly what happened.
I know.
It's exactly
– it was three. It was three.
Three three-and-outs, right?
In a row. Yeah. And this is after – a penalty on the opening kickoff return. Like, I'm just like, this. Nothing changes with them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, Gase has to go. He's awful.
Oh,
so
he's like
six games.
Everyone knows it. It's this guy is not the guy that's gonna ever change. So it's just like, just rip off the Band-Aid. Like,
But I kind of think
no one liked this guy.
They would be better off going back into their past, meaning, you know, if they called Rex Ryan, I like that hire, or fucking beg Eric Mangini to come back.
I would take both of them in a heartbeat over this clown.
He's just a dick.
Like, he's I don't like him at all.
Yeah,
you can tell no players defend him. They do not like him at all.
And I don't believe the Jets are the worst team in the NFL. I don't even know if they're the bottom three, you know, worst in the NFL. But the way they played Sunday,
yeah,
they were the worst team in the NFL.
And well, Buffalo's tough, but Darnold, he was like my one saving grace. I was like, okay, he's been showing flashes, but to be honest, he's regressed since his rookie year, in my estimation.
Well, what,
like,
was he it? Looks. Yeah, I mean, what was it last year? Obviously, he had mono, but then, like, when he came back,
yeah,
there was, like, that whole thing with him and Gase weren't seeing eye to eye. Then they, like, I don't know, Darnold spoke his mind, and Gase really liked that, and then it was like, oh, you know, maybe they are getting along, but I think really behind the scenes, they're not. Like, they just don't see eye to eye. So,
and you could tell, like, Darnold, he's, like, a laid-back guy.
California kid, yeah.
Yeah, way overly intense. They said, like, he's in the you know, training facility like 18 to 20 hours a day. He doesn't go home. Yeah. Like, dude, what are you drawing up? You don't do it. Like, what are you doing?
I know. What was it like Thanksgiving last year? They got like killed that weekend, and he said something like he was working on Thanksgiving, and it's like, what?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like,
what were you doing?
Yeah, I think he tries too hard to.
Pathetic.
Yeah.
If you spend an 18-hour days, and you're putting in the work, shouldn't some of it show? I mean, I get they don't have a lot of the talent, but still, you know, they looked awful.
Yeah. Just watch the plays in the formations before it compared to other teams, bro. They don't move, none of them. It's just two wide receivers, a running back, a tight end, and like that's it.
It's really weird.
They don't move, and it's a screenplay. I'm like, what? Like, if you're a defense, it's a joke. It's an absolute joke.
It's really bizarre. And look at Tannehill. You know, he's thriving right now on the Titans. Not playing under Gase, so that kind of, you know, tells you a lot. And what's Gase? What's his claim to fame? He was
Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator, bro. Of us could be Peyton Manning's offensive coordinator. He changes every play at the line. He's calling his own plays. He's not doing anything. Come on, it's Peyton Manning.
Was he the offensive coordinator the year the Broncos won it?
Pretty sure. Yeah.
And I mean, did Peyton Manning do anything that season? I mean, he was just basically like a system quarterback,
maybe he was there. Maybe I think, you know what? I think he was there the year before. I don't know. But either way, you know Manning. Like, he was good in Denver for a few years. But, yeah, his championship year, he was not good at all. No, I think Brock Osweiler. Yeah, like.
Oh, yeah, that was Osweiler. Yeah. Remember that? Yep.
Yeah, so,
they were close to making that Super Bowl with Osweiler instead of Peyton Manning because he was very hurt. He was old. He had no arm whatsoever. He couldn't even throw it sideways.
Yeah.
And that team was stacked. Defense-wise. Yeah. And Demaryius Thomas in his prime, Julius Thomas in his prime, I think Welker, right? They had Was Decker on that team?
No, I think Decker was gone on the championship team, right? I don't think he was on that championship team.
I'm not sure. Either way, like, they had a really good team, and Gase had nothing. Like, Gase had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
And I think Darnold, like, you know, it's one game, whatever. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But when you're regressing like that in your third year, I had so much hope for him. Like, maybe he's not as good to begin with, but he has talent for sure. And they've totally fucked it up, which I was afraid the Jets were going to do, and they have. For 3 years, who have they gotten for him?
Right. Wow, Jimmy Butler just hit a shot with 22 seconds left to go off by one. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm watching. This is a great game.
Yeah, we'll get into the bubble in a little bit. One thing I will say about the bubble, no lead is safe. I mean, it's crazy. You'll be up like 17, and before you know it, you're down 4. Like,
yeah.
It's crazy. But we'll get to that in a little bit.
To talk a little bit about the Giants, I mean, they definitely, the one thing right off the rip that I noticed was they were actually coached by they looked like a well-coached team. They were organized. The play calling was fine. It was good. The only thing, I was very upset because it's just they never win the opening game. They never win the opening game. And then on top of that, it's just we're going on like so many seasons of us having, you know, 2 wins, 4 wins, 5 wins, like 3 wins.
They have the worst record last 3 seasons, right?
They're terrible. So I was a little down on that. But I mean, there were some bright spots. You know, Slayton looks like a player.
He looks
Slayton's
good. Yeah,
really good.
He looks good.
And
if Ingram can catch the ball, he could be good. My God,
that guy's the worst fucking player in the NFL. me and Adam were talking about it today. There's nobody worse.
I don't think he's ever going to turn it around. He is what he is. I think
he's dog shit. Frying pan hands can't catch anything. And on top of that, fine. If you can't catch, block somebody. He can't fucking block anybody. He's the worst blocking NFL player I've ever seen. Maybe.
And what did Saquon have yardage-wise?
Yeah, they said he was supposed to be like a wide receiver coming out of college. He's been anything but a wide receiver. He's been garbage.
Yeah. Yeah. And what did Saquon have? 6 yards?
Yeah, I don't know what that. I don't. So, Josh, what do you think? You think that's like really bad old line blocking, or is he like dancing around him too much, looking for the big play often, and not just hitting the hole hard?
He's Barry Sanders without being as good as Barry Sanders.
Because this happens a lot with him, where he has these negative games. It's weird.
You want another player comparison? What I've been watching, he's Reggie Bush. Instead of going right up the middle, side to side, and you know he really makes me mad. And like, of course, the conversation, I had a couple people over last night, and like me and Mike go at it. The conversation comes up again. You know, at number two, you take a fucking running back, where we see on Thursday the Chiefs take Clyde Edwards-Helaire at what, 32, and
yeah,
he was fucking awesome. He was awesome.
Yeah, lesson learned there.
You know. Overtime, Miami, Boston, overtime.
Wow,
overtime.
Yeah, the bubble's been fun, man. What else in the NFL was interesting? The Jets are awful, but I thought the Browns were even more awful. I mean, would they have 6 points?
And Baker.
Baker Mayfield is terrible.
What's Baker's excuse? The weapons that he has around him? Oh, my God.
He's got more commercials than wins.
Yeah, he's a joke.
Instead of being on every fucking commercial, they should put, who's the guy on Jackson? Gardner Minshew should get every commercial. Fuck Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he's not doing it. Jacksonville with a sneaky win. I thought they would be pretty bad, but that was pretty impressive what they did. Down and they were the only team. They were the only team that have fans. It was basically like nothing changed because they had the same amount of fans they usually have.
I had the Colts and Survivors, so I'm really happy about that.
Oh yeah, that's nice. They were getting they were laying, what was it, 8 points? What the hell?
Seven and a half. Yeah,
and
it was weird. I had the 49ers at first and the Survivor, then I switched it to the Colts. And it's going to be very hard to pick teams this year.
Cardinals, another sneaky good team.
Yeah.
Oh, Philip Rivers.
How do you trade DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, brutal.
Well, let's go back to
what are you doing?
Go back to Philip Rivers real quick. Then I want to get to Cardinals. Philip Rivers.
He hasn't missed
a beat, right? Like, didn't he look I'm going to call him the San Diego Chargers forever. He looked like San Diego Chargers Philip Rivers, you know, same old shit, you know, trying to drive at the end of the game. Like, it's just like, it's like beating his feet.
You know, for
it's always chaos with Rivers all the time.
Yeah.
The whole NFL was on the Giants and Eli Manning. And when is Eli going to retire? And Eli's the worst quarterback in the NFL. How come Philip Rivers doesn't get the same treatment? He's not doing anything.
Small market.
He's washed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's washed.
Yeah. People talk about it. San Diego. But yeah.
If he was on the East Coast, man, he would have a totally different
career.
He'd
be a backup somewhere. Yeah. There's no way he'd still be a starter, probably. He'd be getting shit left and right.
They would have got rid of him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. San Diego. Sports. What Francesca used to call it, Sports Siberia. Or baseball, so they used to call the Padres, whatever. But then back to the Cardinals. They're fun. They are a fun team to watch. I was enjoying that Cardinals Niners game. You know, with Murray running around, sliding everywhere, and then Hopkins and who else is on that team? I don't even know. But they're a fun team. I think Cliffy over there, he's got, you know, some fun packages and whatnot.
We could have had Kingsbury.
Yeah.
He was down to come here.
I know.
And then, no. And look what happened. What the fuck?
I know.
It's bad for me, bad timing for me to not do the Johnny, because I picked 5 games correctly in a parlay. So imagine, and all with the spread. So I should have joined the Johnny.
Yeah, about that. Well, what the freak, man?
Wait, you won a 5-team parlay?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Two to one. Two team parlay is like. So these odds are like 50-1.
Yeah, I won a 5-team parlay. The last leg of the parlay was Pittsburgh beating the Giants, which everyone was giving me shit for betting against my team, but I knew Pittsburgh was gonna going to beat the Giants.
Damn.
All right. I was wrong. I checked it out. Five team parlay is 22 to 1. So if you laid 100, you just made 2,200 bills, Harry.
I didn't lay 100, but I got paid a couple hundred.
All right. Not bad.
That's good.
Not bad.
That's solid, though. Five team parlay, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Would have done really well in the Johnny then.
Yeah, I know.
So why didn't you do the Johnny? We're still kind of, you know, a little buttered over that.
I thought you were the Dolanator.
I was terrible at it last year. I'm not good at picking games with the spread. Awful at it. Not even
no one is.
It's really hard. It's frustrating, but yeah, I mean it's really fun. I mean, we were hoping you'd get in and we get to talk about it on here. You know, shouts to Chris Mealy, who was dead last week one. I feel like every week last year he was dead last. So, you know, but he came back. He came back, you know, and he's doing it. So, whatever, Juice. Next year, I guess.
Next year.
Yeah, whatever. If we're here, if we're all here next year.
Yeah, right. If we don't all, you know, kill each other by 2021. Yeah. But anyway, what else in the NFL? Who we missing here? Washington football team. That was, you know, that's fun.
Patriots.
Are they going to come up with a name?
They're number one in the NFC East right now.
Are they coming up with a name? Is that their plan, or are they?
I don't fucking know.
Are they just going?
I would just leave it. I would leave it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, they should just be. If they're winning, they should just be the football team from now on.
Keep it simple. Washington football team. It's amazing.
Why not? Why not? Right?
Their uniforms are still really cool. Those colors are awesome.
Yeah, no, it is, and you know, I mean, look, the Premier League, you know, and you know, soccer overseas, they don't have like mascots. You know, they're just like, you know, they're
FC.
You just represent your city, your football club. Yeah, that's
football
it.
Club. Yeah, football club. That's it.
So. Fuck it, why not?
The Washington Football Club. Here we go.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean this could be a trend right here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The Patriots, they, you know, business as usual. I mean, let's be honest, they looked exactly the same, except now they have, you know, Cam Newton, who looked good. He fits that system well.
Yeah, they look good. Let's talk about what do you think about Tampa Bay? I was really excited for that.
Tampa Bay.
I'm not surprised that he looked like very generic. You know, the dude's like 45.
Not only that,
he's been washed for the past couple of years, I thought. So.
And then Arians and Belichick, they're not on the same fucking planet.
No.
Let's be honest. You know, that team
Arians
was
is
not
good,
disciplined.
But Arians is extremely overrated by people in general. This guy hasn't won anything.
He is. He just seems like a cool guy, you know what I mean? But like, yeah, his teams are undisciplined. You know, he's got Bowles as his D coordinator. I don't know who the offensive coordinator is. I mean, he's pretty much the offensive coordinator, but yeah, I don't know. I don't see it. I mean, they have a lot of weapons and stuff, but
I don't. You know, Tom Brady can't get the ball out to those receivers. I mean, Godwin and Mike Evans, they can run really fast down the field, and you sort of need. You know, Cam Newton would have been good for them, I think. You need somebody to air it out, and I don't think Tom can do that anymore.
Right.
No.
Right. I see them going like 9-7, 10-6. Nah, maybe not even 10-6. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, that division, other than the Saints, I don't know how the – I don't think the Panthers are going to be – even though they hung with the Raiders, who – that's another fun team is the Raiders.
I'm gonna go the other way with it. I'm going to say that the Bucs are going to have a losing record.
Ooh.
Tom Brady's first losing record in a long time.
Okay.
Maybe first losing season ever, right? Has he ever had a losing season?
They were 8-8, I think, the year after they won that first Super Bowl. Something like that.
I'm going to go 7-9 for the Bucks.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say 9-7, but yeah, it could easily. Who knows? I mean, the Saints are probably going to win that division, even though Michael Thomas, I just saw a couple hours ago, he's...
He's hurt.
High ankle sprain. He's out a few weeks, but I think they'll still be good.
Nine
what? Nine what?
Nah, I just felt like saying nine.
Oh, nine. Yeah.
Nine.
It's fun.
Yeah, it was also weird. It was weird seeing LV on the screen. It looked like a.
It
XFL
was.
Team.
It was. I can't wait to see. Well, first off, let's the SoFi Stadium, the new Rams and Chargers Stadium, is fucking beautiful. It's unbelievable. And I can't wait to see the Las Vegas Raiders Stadium. That's probably going to be another beautiful stadium. And then, you know, we have the HVAC Center, known as MetLife.
Oh, we have
what a joke.
Worst billion-dollar stadium of all time. I mean, it's just so generic and boring. And then you see all these other immaculate stadiums.
How much would that stadium be nowadays? It'd be like $2 billion.
I know.
We've talked about it. It's a joke. The whole thing is the politics behind the bidding for the project and the construction and all that stuff.
Yeah, it's all union.
Yeah.
SoFi, the LA stadium, costs like $5
billion. They can't control that, but at least they could have made it look nicer. It looks so stupid. The LA thing looks like it's from like 100 years in the future. It's amazing. Yeah,
it's so sick. They got the translucent roof and just like the outside of it. It doesn't even look like a stadium from the outside. It looks
Vegas looks great.
Yeah, Vegas looks fucking gangster.
Looks like a Death Star.
Yeah.
Something out of
Dream. But wait, there's not a roof on the Vegas one, right?
You mean like a retractable? No, there's a roof on it. Yeah. It's a dome.
There is a roof.
Yeah, or it's like dome. Retractable. Yeah, it's because, you know, it's hot as fuck there.
Yeah, they would have to. They'd have to.
I remember flying into Atlanta, was it last year or 2 years ago? And seeing Mercedes-Benz Stadium or whatever it's called. That thing looks insane. And then the Minnesota. Yeah. I mean, there's just so many stadiums that have been built recently that are just so much better than LA. But, you know, it just makes no sense. But you know, and then to add a retractable roof, that's like another billion, they said, or something. It's like, really? But whatever. I don't know. It still does insane revenue, that stadium. I remember reading a couple of years ago that it like leads all stadiums like in the world, or at least in America, in revenue, just like concerts and events and everything, which I found shocking considering it's in, you know, the Northeast and has no roof. But
yeah,
is what it is. All right, what else? Russell Wilson, your boy Juice, killing it.
You know, not a fan.
I think the Seahawks. I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I think I said that last year.
Yeah,
too. But
I agree.
They look legit. I think he's going to be MVP, and they'll
Josh,
be in
he's
it.
Awesome. You gotta admit it. Come on,
really is awesome. He throws a beautiful deep ball. He's got a new son with Sierra. Win.
Yeah, he's got five.
Great head of hair now.
Great head of hair. Yeah. His son has like a full head of hair. It's insane. It's like a month old. Full head of hair. It's hilarious. No, nothing, Juice.
Whatever.
Nothing. It's your boy. Come on. Back to the Rams real quick. Those uniforms are awful. Like, disgusting.
Yeah, like, they did too much. They should have just kept it simple.
I don't know what the hell they were thinking. It was like, yeah, they like got carried away and they're like,
Is it Nike? Because Nike has been putting out trash for like over a decade now.
They're all Nike.
Nike has been so bad.
Yeah, it was Nike.
Terrible.
But like, look at
their jerseys.
But look at the Chargers uniforms. You know, same stadium, same city, and those are beautiful. Yeah. I think. Yeah. So they Chargers got it right. But
so like, you like the
Jets one.
I do.
I don't like it anymore.
They grew on me. I actually love them. I don't know. I like it a lot.
They grew on me, but now they're because they're so bad. This is why. You know what I mean? Everything looks like shit.
Yeah.
Whatever.
But I was gonna say, you know, you guys were saying the Seahawks might be your NFC team to go to the Super Bowl. That might be your pick.
Yeah,
my pick is, I can't believe I'm saying this, I still think Dallas may do it this year.
You think so? I mean, I feel bad. They got a lot of injuries the week one.
Yeah.
A lot.
They just gotta put it together. I don't know. I didn't like a lot of the play calling McCarthy was doing, but I also I think he was also using the game, like figuring it out.
Yeah, it's like old game. They were trying to figure it out. It was weird. Like, I don't know why
they should have won. That was not a pass interference, by the way.
Yeah. I don't know. Dallas. Yeah, no. I think they'll be in it. AFC. I think you know, Chiefs are still the team to beat. I could see it being, you know, Chiefs, Seahawks, Mahomes versus Russ.
Man,
that'd be a good one.
Mahomes and Lamar are going to be battling for the next like 10 to 15 years.
Yep. And why? I mean, what you could. I guess you could throw Watson in there. I mean, I don't know if he's on their level.
As long as Bill O'Brien is there.
Right.
Never.
Yeah. Good point.
I don't know, like, how they gave this guy control to make trades. He's done some weird, weird shit.
Yeah. Oh, you know who else looked really good? We haven't even mentioned him. Aaron. Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's motivated. For sure.
He was slinging
it. Yeah, he came out with a big fuck you to everybody. He's really pissed off that they didn't get him any weapons, and then they drafted a quarterback. So this might be his fuck you season.
Yeah. Yeah. Another thing we got to mention, it's been kind of quiet with the COVID cases in the NFL. I mean, I haven't seen anything.
No.
Lately, you know.
Even in college football, I mean, these guys have been playing. They had week one just happened. There wasn't any issues.
Right. So... I don't know. I guess we'll see as teams start to travel a little more and gets a little colder out. Yeah. And, you know, who the fuck knows, man? Like I've been saying, every healthcare official. I mean, Juice, you work at a hospital. I mean, they've all been saying it too. You know, this fall, get ready. You know, like, I don't know. I mean, the weather just started to turn like this week a little bit. Got a little cooler, but.
Yeah.
We'll see. Should we, with that being said, should we transition to the bubble? I mean, the bubble's been, the Baba has been, really good. No one's gotten cases. Daniel House of the Rockets, you know, tried to sneak in some chick and they kicked him out. I guess he has a wife too. So that wasn't,
yeah, I think,
it wasn't good.
Yeah,
look.
I think his biggest problem right now is that his wife and he has like three kids apparently. Oh, God.
So embarrassing.
Forget his teammates being mad at him or him becoming like a joke on Twitter. I think his wife is gonna hear the shit out of him when he gets home.
Right. Yeah, that was not a good look.
Who was it? It was a girl in the bubble already though, no?
Oh, I don't know. I thought he just snuck her in. I don't know.
Nah, I think it was like a Disney employee.
Oh, okay.
But I guess that's not allowed, obviously.
Well, it looks like players are allowed to bring in either a significant other or a few family members. Like, I think I sent to you guys on the gram, Tyler Herro, he dates one of these. He dates one of these Instagram models, Katya Elise Henry. To God. And looks like she's in the bubble. Shouts to...
Yeah.
Shouts to Schliven. He's always sending me pics of her. The bubble has been very entertaining, I think. These games have been, like, epic. Some of the Celtics-Raptors games. And
who do you go to right now? You watching this? So,
yeah. You go to Tatum.
Yeah, give me the play-by-play. I don't have a TV in the studio here. What's going on?
Wow. Adebayo just blocked Tatum on a dunk
at the rim.
Miami's up by two with 2 seconds left. I thought he was getting... What a block.
Wow.
I thought he was going to get jammed on.
Awesome.
Obviously, we know the Heat are a well-oiled machine, but did any of you envision them going to the finals this year, potentially?
Ooh, no way. No shot.
But they're...
No shot.
I mean, they...
Also, you know, I'll say this. The bubble's been great, super fun, but it's also a little like March Madness.
You're right.
Where, you know, we're seeing a lot of stuff that I don't know who would normally see this. I was thinking about today. You know, if COVID never happened and then they went uninterrupted and they just went to the season, I don't know if these two teams would be playing each other in the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm pretty sure it would have been Milwaukee and probably Toronto or maybe Philadelphia.
Yeah, the home field, I mean, the home court makes such a big difference.
Yeah, and not to say that, I mean, Boston definitely has a very, you know, loud and crazy home court advantage. So not to say they wouldn't be there, but the Heat, Yeah, it's debatable whether they'd be there. Raptors have a pretty big home court advantage too. I don't know. Isn't this the first time a number one and two seed aren't in the Eastern Conference Finals? Didn't they say that? This is the first season
probably.
Ever.
Yeah.
That makes
sense. Yeah. So I mean, there you go. You know, right there. But you know, in the West, you got was the one, the two. What are the Nuggies? What seed were they? Like the fourth seed or something like that?
Nuggies were three.
Oh, they were three seed. So you got you know some of the best teams there, but they've been unbelievable. I think the last two games, the Nuggets, they were down like 17 or 20 at one point and came back and won both games. I mean,
yeah,
what a squad. So we got that. Did that game start yet? We got game seven of them and the Clippers. So
11-8. So they're gonna switch over to that now.
I mean, no,
this you got to check out this block. This block was unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll catch it once we get off this.
He like Josh said, I thought he was gonna like just he cocked it back like 3 feet, like with one arm. So much power, and Adebayo said, "Get the fuck out of here."
Adebayo's a baller, man. I love that guy. I hate to say it. I love this Heat team. I hate it, you know. But
I know me too.
As Knicks fans, we're this is the torture we get. But
we don't have rivalries anymore. It's okay. Our only rivalry is ourselves. So.
That's true. Good point. Oh, real quick. I mean, looks like the Knicks are back at the training facility. Whatever. Tibbs with some of the guys. RJ not making any of the rookie teams. I mean, big deal? Not a big deal? What do you guys think?
His numbers weren't very good. When you really stack them up. But
yeah, but guys like Kendrick Nunn made it over him, and
his advanced numbers weren't good, like his shooting percentages, stuff like that. But like, I guess he was like tops in like all the big categories, like points and like among rookies.
I
think it's some Knicks.
Kendrick Nunn should not be above him,
right? But I think it's some Knicks propaganda. You know what I mean? Like, oh, he plays for a trash team, trash franchise. We're not going to really recognize him. So that's how I see it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's just motivation for him to, take that next step.
Yeah.
This upcoming season. Who knows when they're...
I saw a picture of Dennis Smith Jr., and he was training with the... I
saw that too.
The assistant coach that came from Utah, Bryant. So, I don't know. Maybe this guy can work miracles. A lot of these guys are just... They need their motivation back. They need some positive.
Right. You got to think. You got to think. One of these guys, whether it's RJ, Mitch, Frank, Dennis Smith Jr., Knox.
One
of these guys has to make a serious jump, like all star level. Right. You can only hope. It seems to happen to other teams. Why can't it happen to us? Like just one time. You know what I mean?
Knox. It won't happen with Knox.
If nobody really, I'm not even talking about all-star player. Like, all these guys have been really bad. If none of those guys even pans out and is like a credible player or a starter, then what the fuck have they been doing the last couple of years?
I know. But it looks like they have a whole, whole new staff with – guys who have, really good credibility. The guy from Kentucky, the guy from Utah, they got Woodson back, Thibs, he's a good coach, as long as he's not, wearing you the fuck out. I don't know. Who knows when we're going to have, when that season's even starting, so.
So, Nuggets are going to win today, man. I'm telling you.
I think so, too.
I think the Clippers are a little shookish. Only Kawhi, but like George, I don't know.
They have history against them too. The Clips, like they've never been to the Western Conference Finals, and now they've completely choked. So, yeah, I'm actually going to try and stay up for this one.
Yeah, I'm going to try it too. It's going to be hard.
It's going to be hard.
It's going to be real hard.
I need juice. You have an espresso machine, right?
Yeah, I have a good one.
Yeah, how much does one of those go for? I need I need one.
They range. You can get you honestly if you want something simple, you can probably get one for like $150 to $200.
Okay.
If you want to spend some scratch, $500-$600.
Damn.
If you want to open up a restaurant, a little Italian coffee shop in your house, probably $1,000 or $1,200.
How's the pigeon defenders doing?
Yo, good.
Oh yeah, the pigeons. I forgot about that.
No more pigeons over here, bro.
It works, right?
Yeah, it works. It worked pretty good.
Isn't that amazing? They see these pigeons. They have no idea. These things are just freaking fake as hell. They think it's some badass eagle.
Yeah, bro.
I know.
It's awesome.
Smart. Whoever designed that is a smart freaking genius.
Yeah.
Because I think they sense that, all right, I'm not going to go there because another bird or something is over there. And then these fucking owls or falcons or whatever they are, they look scary as fuck.
And he named them the intimidating name, like Boris, right?
I think one is Goron, one is Tony. Tony with an I.
Oh, Goron.
Oh, nice. They're Balkan. Balkan birds. Nice. Very good. All right, so we...
Big birds, tough birds, the best birds.
They don't need to be on ventilators.
Ventilator.
Oh, man. Yeah, let's finish on that. So do Trump and Biden do Joe Rogan? Is that going to happen?
Nah.
Yeah,
no way.
Zero chance.
Nah.
No.
It'd be cool, though.
I don't think either their campaign, like, his aides would let it. Like, Trump might just be like, F you all, I'm going to do it. But they're going to be like, no. Like, think about all the dumb shit that they both can say in 4 hours. Like,
I know.
It'd be hilarious.
I know. Well, Biden, forget it. The establishment Dems, they're never going to allow it. They haven't even responded to it. Trump obviously tweeted back, you know, he'll do it. I think he should do it regardless, if he's smart.
Rogan,
regardless.
What's up?
Rogan's idea for it was like kind of cool, though. He just wanted the three of them to be together,
right,
for 4 hours, and more it being like conversational, I guess. But you know, no editing. It's live streaming, so you can't alter anything that was said.
How many plays that podcast would get?
It would be. I'm not even kidding. Well, it would be probably the most listened podcast ever, but it could be the highest viewed anything ever. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even kidding when I say that because this election is so polarizing, and that's the number one podcast. I'd imagine it'd break records. I mean, Trump should do it. I really think he should go on. You know, even if Biden doesn't agree to it, because
Rogan will call him out on stuff too. Like, he's not like one to shy away either.
No, he'll make it like a regular conversation. You know what it'll almost be like, and it won't be like, you know, them sucking each other's dicks, but like when Trump used to go on Howard Stern, he used to chum it up and joke around and stuff. I could see it being similar to that, you know, but. I don't know. I don't see it happening. It would be really cool, and it would behoove Trump to do it since he's losing, you know, still pretty significantly in the polls. So I think he would get a lot of street cred. Like a lot more younger people would probably be like, oh, you know what, Trump's not that bad, and they'd actually go vote. But
right.
But I don't know. I don't see it happening. And then Biden, but they are having a general election. Like George Wallace, I think, is moderating the first one. That's the end of this month, right?
Yeah, Trump is actually. I just turned the channel because I saw it on Twitter. He's on Channel 7 right now, doing like an hour long.
Oh, in Philly, right?
Town hall thing with this guy. What's his name?
Stepanopoulos or
George Stepanopoulos.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I forgot about that. I'll catch on Twitter if he says anything crazy, which he probably will. Yeah, I don't know.
This is bubble time.
It's time for the bubble. So wait, who won? Did Heat win?
Yeah, he won.
Yeah.
Wow.
The best block probably I've ever seen.
Yeah, you got to check out this block. Like, catch it on Twitter.
I'll catch it on Twitter. Wow. Before I went on this pod, the Celtics were up like 15 or something. Unbelievable, man.
Yeah. Well, in 2 days, Raiders. Not really the Super Bowl, but it feels like it might be the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl of golf. Winged foot.
Yes, winged foot.
U.S. Open.
Mamaroneck.
Paul, you excited? You excited?
For what? Are you excited? For wings? Hell yeah, always excited for wings, B.
No, winged foot, son.
U.S. Open.
Yeah, I like wings. I like wings.
Oh, man. Are they
what
allowing
is Wingfoot?
Wingfoot's in Mamaroneck.
No, I know.
Yeah, it's a golf course.
Are they allowing...
I saw an article. They were like, it's like normally such a big, moneymaker for the town. But this year, it's like a lot different, obviously.
They're not allowing fans?
Yeah, I guess the businesses around there, it's just different. Like, they would be a freaking gold mine. Now it's just like
that's
shit.
That's one of like the most like affluent towns in like the fucking state. They'll be all right. But yeah, I know what
okay.
you're saying. Yeah.
They'll be okay.
Yeah. Who's like the favorites? Is it like Dustin Johnson
here's
Kepka?
The thing.
Kepka.
No, Kepka's hurt. Kepka's hurt. He's not in it.
Oh wow.
But here's the thing. This course they're saying is one of the hardest courses in the world.
It is. Yeah.
And it's I'll send you this thing where they show like what it takes to actually like have this to be worthy or playable for the U.S. Open, and the rough is like very thick. The greens are all like very fast and spinning all over the place. It's going to be so. I don't really know. It's going to be. It's a crapshoot. Anybody can win.
Hopefully. Your doppelganger, Finau.
I love that dude. I'm definitely gonna place a bet on him, but I would love to see him win the Masters.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This guy, Tony Finau.
Tony Finau.
I know that name. Yeah.
He's what's his face's cousin. Oh God. Used to played for Duke. Was drafted by the Bulls. He's been kind of a bust. Oh, what the fuck's his name? NBA player.
Khalil Okafor?
No.
You said the loser? You said the Bulls? I'm sorry.
He played for Duke, was drafted by the Bulls. He's, good offense.
Oh, Wendell Carter.
No.
Wendell Carter.
No, this is before that. Good offensive player.
Chris Duhon?
No.
Wendell Carter.
No, good offensive player or bad defensive player. He's always hurt.
Trajan Langdon.
No. He's bounced around. Fuck, no. We got
Elton from Duke. Brand. He's from Duke?
Yeah, yeah.
Elton Brand.
Chicago kid.
Jabari Parker.
Jabari Parker. Yeah, there you go.
Is their cousins?
He's Jabari Parker. Yeah, first cousins. Yeah. Damn.
Wow, they look alike. I'm looking at they look alike.
They do look alike.
I thought Jabari Parker was going to be so good.
I know. What team is he on?
So did I. He's just lazy. He has the skill, but he was never in shape. And he was always hurt.
Is he fat?
He's always hurt. He's fat. Yeah, he's out of shape. Yeah. Yeah,
he just doesn't care. I don't think
he cares. Yeah, but Finau, he's a stud, man. Yeah, Mikey thinks you're twins, Juice. I don't see it, but he's the man. So whatever.
Finau, Finlater, ventilator.
Oh man, good stuff. All right, guys. Anything else?
Yeah. What else can we talk about? Is there like any new shows? There's no new shows coming out because they haven't been filming anything.
No.
Oh,
I know.
What do you think about how you liking Cobra Kai?
Oh yeah, that's right. What am I talking? It's awesome.
Yeah, I gotta watch that.
It's really good.
I love the movies, like all the Karate Kid movies. I love those movies.
Yeah, you know what? I gotta like go back and watch them. It's been forever since I saw any of them. The original. How many are there? There's like three of them. No.
There's three with LaRusso. Yeah.
Okay.
And then there was like
I don't know, Cobra Kai. It's like it's comedy, but it's really good.
Is it?
I think you'll love it.
Is it rated PG or is it?
I think like PG-13.
Oh, okay.
I think they curse and stuff, but it's actually pretty good. I was surprised. I thought it was gonna be like really bad, but
I'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, I'll check that out. Ralph Macchio, that dude does not age at all.
Yeah, he still looks like so young.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then the other, the Cobra Kai sensei, is that how you say it? Sensei?
Sensei.
He looks so old. It's crazy. He looks terrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, check it out. Cobra Kai. Party.
I'll have to check it out. So.
Where's Gigi? Wake up Gigi. Get her on the phone.
Maybe next episode.
Yeah.
She's talking a lot.
Wake up.
She's talking a lot.
Is she?
Yeah.
She's saying, how come Uncle Josh never came to visit me yet?
It's just a lot of it's a lot of babble.
Bring her to the golf course. I'll see her.
Of course. That's where you live. That's where you live now. So
are you golfing tomorrow?
Thursday. Thursday and Saturday.
I'm golfing Saturday.
Nice.
Saturday morning. Early tea time.
All right.
Yeah, up here. Up here with Mikey.
Look at the Nuggets, man. Killing it.
All right.
Later.
Nuggets got this.
All right, let's watch it. Later, guys. Take care. Comb your hair.
Peace.